Now, instead of our first feature, we have a message from Reverend Heather Wright, who's chaplain to Thomas Towell House at Vision Norfolk and Magpie Road. She's disappointed that because of COVID, she can't give her usual Harvest Festival service this year. So she's prepared a message in place of the service and has asked us to record it for you. Here to read it for you is Sam Elmhurst.
I hope you are all keeping well in these difficult times. I have heard from several of you in what you are doing and of the difficulty of social contact. But be assured, I am thinking of you all and keeping you in prayer, as it seems we may have another few months of restrictions of one kind or another. This year, instead of taking my usual harvest service at Thomas Towell, a short thought as we celebrate in some way God's gift of creation and our thankfulness of harvest. And so, a little history. Harvest Festival predates Christianity. It dates back to pagan times. The name derives from the Old English word harefest, meaning autumn. Harvest Festival used to be celebrated at the beginning of harvest season on August the 1st and was called Lammas, meaning loaf mass. Farmers made loaves of bread from new wheat crop and gave them to the local church. They were then used as the communion bread during a special service of thanks for harvest. Also, some of you may remember corn dollies. They were traditionally made using the last sheaf of the harvest. The doll was then kept until the spring to ensure a good crop the following year. As each of us celebrates harvest, in whatever way we are able, let us remember and give thanks as we open our Bibles to those first words. In the beginning, God created. God's Spirit hovering over an empty void creates a world by speaking into the darkness and calling into light, sky, land, vegetation, and all living creatures. As we celebrate, even in this difficult time, we come with thankful hearts for all we have. Our food, families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for each other. Remembering anyone known to us who is sick or in need of prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing on all who cannot see the beauties of nature or hear the sounds of life. Guide their hands and feet in safety. Help us all find the gifts we have been given so we may use them to your glory. Amen.